hammered home on reaching the place, but no longer the stable, we can, and this is the church's tradition, by this time Jesus was no longer in the stable. They then, and these are the Magi, falling down, worshipped him. It is now 40 years that I've been teaching the non-Christian religions. Of course, also Christianity. But Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, have published 3 books in the non-Christian religions. And what I found in every non-Christian religion, a great deal of truth. But you better know the full truth to be able to identify those parts, for example, of the Bhagavad Gita. How many of you have read the Gita? Oh, the Gita. That's the sacred writing of the Hindus. Finished about 150 A.D. There are whole pieces, chapters in the Gita. Here it is, the Hindu scriptures. Guess where they're taken from? The Gospel of St. John. Isn't that neat? So in teaching my students from India, I told them, now look, you fellows, when you go back to India, or you don't tell your students, and mostly, say, Hindus, Buddhists, even Muslims, don't tell them what parts of the Gita were borrowed from the Bible. But concentrate on those parts. And without telling anybody, and the government will never know, you are teaching them Christianity. See, part of our Jesuit vocation is to be shrewd. And they brought him, as we know, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gold, as the church has thought now over the centuries, to acknowledge Jesus as King. The myrrh, to declare Jesus to be a man. And the incense, what else? To proclaim that he is God. Volumes by now have been written on the visit of the Magi. And this is very important for all of us and most of you who are, needless to say, from what we call the Far East. You know, this is the Far East. The Near East is Arabia, Palestine. The Far East is India, China, and Japan. However, the Magi are ready to, go back home. But they were warned, remember, not to go back to Herod. Because they were told Herod wants to destroy this child. They went back to their own country by another route. And no sooner did the angel tell the Magi, now go back to Herod, Then, remember, Joseph was warned. And he took Mary and the child and fled into Egypt. One closing up. The moment Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world, he was opposed. He ignored by his own people and opposed even to the point of being threatened with death by King Herod. The main reason why Jesus lived for 30 years, we say, a hidden life. He had to live a hidden life. A hidden life. Why? To stay alive. One thing I can share with you, but this will close. In the measure that you're going to be faithful to Jesus Christ, you're going to be opposed. You're going to be misunderstood. You will not be appreciated. You will be disliked. And I have to say it. I know what I'm talking about. And those who will dislike you will be not only people, as we say in the world outside, but your own fellow religious. And the secret is to expect not to be accepted by everybody. You come back to this more than once. Not to become slaves of human respect. Kind, loving, patient, generous with everyone. But don't expect everyone to love you. That is a mad dream. Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming into the world as a helpless and speechless child. How we need your lesson of poverty, humility, and submission to the will of God. Thank you. I won't apologize for the 60-minute meditations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now, sisters, I'll be available next door for both confessions and private conferences. And then I think our next meditation is this afternoon at 3:30, right?